The Book Thief. This quote from Flaubert could be used as the tagline for The Book Thief. Do not read to amuse yourself or for the purpose of instruction. No, read in order to live.
My name is Liesel Memminger. I don't have a family or even a place to call home. I never understood the meaning of the word hope, but I'm about to meet the people who would change all that.
Meet your new parents.
From now on, you call me Mama, yeah? And that lazy pig over there, you call him Papa.
Your first book. Are you sure this is yours?
It wasn't always mine.
Can't you even read yet? Go on, read one word.
I'm not such a good reader myself, you know. We will have to help each other out. I have something very important to tell you, Liesel.
Who is he, Papa?
His name is Max. He needs help. I need you to promise me that you will not tell anyone.
Words will inspire her.
If your eyes could speak, what would they say?
Courage will guide her.
You're hiding someone, aren't you?
Can we trust her? She's a child.
She's our daughter.
Hope will define her.
I can't lose someone else.
You've kept me alive. Don't ever forget that.
You're stealing books? Why?
When life robs you, sometimes you have to rob it back.
The Book Thief.
Just prior to the beginning of World War II, a young girl named Liesel is taken in by a German couple. Initially, Liesel cannot read, but thanks in part to her adoptive father, she develops a love for books and steals a few along the way, thus the title. Later on, the family takes an enormous risk in sheltering a young Jewish man who shares Liesel's love for literature and writing. This is based on a hugely popular young adult novel.
I hate to be Mr. Downer, and I am, but I couldn't believe this freaking movie. So obvious, so pretentious, so artificial. It's basically Anne Frank, but with a boy hiding. The narrator is deaf, which is just lame from the get-go. Like,
same in the book, just in case you're wondering.
It's basically they have this teenage boy in the cellar. Like in Nebraska, you have a bickering couple, but in this case, it's obvious that they love each other. The wife is real shrewish, but that's just kind of her persona. She's really like the heart of the family, and they adopt this girl, and then there's a little boy who likes her. Let me tell you how shortcut and weak this movie is. At the beginning of the movie, she can't even write her own name. But because of books and because of the patience of Jeffrey Rush, the stepfather, she learns to read. But that doesn't make her a writer. But all of a sudden, the young Jewish boy says, well, what's the weather like outside? She goes, it's cold. No, don't tell me it's cold. Describe it for me in your own words. And she goes, the sun is like an oyster behind the clouds. And the boy goes, yeah, you're a writer. That's great.
Gosh, you know what? I really liked that scene. I'm not quite sure why you think that's so awful.
There's nothing wrong with that scene, but the fact that she can describe the sun like an oyster, there's nothing unique or riveting about that line. But now she's a writer all of a sudden. Now he gives her a book of blank pages, write it and fill it up. Just totally artificial.
Well, I personally think the sun is an oyster is kind of a this little metaphor, simile thing going on there. It's clear from the beginning she has imagination. She just doesn't have the tools to express her imagination through literature yet, and he helps her to do so. I just love the cellar and the way that he's turned it into, he being the Jeffrey Rush character, her adoptive father, has turned it into a very tiny but very powerful way of learning to read. And of course, it helps that he's a sign painter, so he has beautiful fonts.
But he turns the entire basement into basically a giant chalkboard.
Right.
And he has the letters of the alphabet spread around the walls, and every time she learns a new word, she puts underneath that letter. And so slowly, the room becomes kind of a giant dictionary. You say, why can't they find ways to visually tell the story? Well, that is one way. She's literally becoming immersed in the words. These are things that are important to her. These are things that let her control her world, even.
I appreciated the fact that, first of all, you get to see World War II from the German side and what it was like just to be a common citizen having to deal with the Nazis and Hitler and the bombings. I mean, we're so used to Battle of Britain bombings in movies, and here was the same thing, but in Germany.
No, but I'll agree with Nancy, too, on the part about seeing the other side of the story when it comes to the Germans. Plain ordinary folk just suffered also. You know, all we see nowadays is the Nazis and the Führer.
Right.
And
I got to say this.
We don't.
And this isn't true just of this movie. It's true of any German movie that ever gets made. But I'm assuming if you like cut to the Nazi training camp, there's like on one side, there's a whole row of windows. And on the other side, there's a bunch of freestanding doors. And what the Nazis do is they take their rifles and they smash in the windows and then they go on the door, because every Nazi movie, and I don't even know why, I start to ask myself, why are they always busting in the windows of the stores? It just makes a mess, you know. So that happens here too, and there's just no getting around that stuff.
I like the little girl very much. I know I'm going to hit an impasse here with a certain misfit, but Jeffrey Rush was so constrained for Jeffrey Rush. That was unusual, but I could feel the love between he and Liesl.
My biggest problem with the film was having the Grim Reaper as the narrator kind of really bothered me. I don't know, you know, right from the start.
Well, no,
he's
I
not
mean,
in it a lot. I mean, yeah. I'm not saying.
Well, I think, but for
too
me, this,
intrusive. To
but
me.
This is the problem, and I have to say, I wasn't completely out on Death telling the story. But there's one moment where during the bombing, everybody's underground, all the German families huddling, and this is the one moment that the guy who's been hiding in the basement, and a reversal of what everybody else is doing, he's standing outside. He's able to see the stars. You really experience this moment, and then suddenly Death comes in and steps all over the moment for me by telling me exactly what I could see and experience for myself. But beyond that, Death, he carries too much of the way to the end of the film. Death has like about a 5-minute or 4-minute monologue wrapping up everything that's happened in her life, and everything is just like, no, I don't want to be stuck here having Death talk to me. I want something that ties me into the actual person.
Death, his big moment comes when, you know, we've already been through these families through all these years, but all of a sudden he says everyone's gonna die, and everyone does die except for the girl. And, you know, and that's the ending.
But I like to concede that,
that
Death doesn't, as he tells you, I don't follow everybody. But certain people along the way attract his interest and attract his attention.
But he kills everybody.
Well, yes. But he doesn't follow everybody's lives the way he follows Liesl's life. Because Liesl has something special that attracts him just in terms of how she lives her life.
Who played the mama, an actress I like? Emily Watson. There's a scene at the school that's so phony, you know? Her facade is that she's kind of a bitch. And even when a German inspector comes in who knows her, says, what, you're not going to insult your husband the way you usually do? And then she realizes for their own safety, she starts insulting him. But then she goes to Liesl's school. And I'm going, why is she going there? Again, for the whole class, she pretends she's a meanie and calls Liesl and says, Max is going to be all right. Even though Max lives at her house, she's going to see Max all right when she gets home. But the mother had to go to the school to tell that something she's going to know in like 1 hour or 2 hours, just for the sake of a bogus drama.
I'm going to stick up for that scene. I understand your feelings about it, and I can see where you're coming from. However, I think it also shows that it's not so much about Liesl as it's about her mother. Either she's excited because Max is well, and that's probably a lot of it, and she knows that Liesl will be excited, and she can't wait to tell her. So to me, on that level, it works. She's so closed down most of the time, but this is the one time something just opens up in her, and she can't contain it, and she has to share it. And she really, you know, this is her daughter now, and she wants to share this wonderful news with her and can't wait to do it.
Personally, I think the one relationship should have been fleshed out a little more was her relationship with the little blonde kid.
Yep.
I think that would have been more interesting for me than the guy in the basement. You know?
Yep.
I know that was the main relationship that she was supposed to have because she was stealing these books for him, but I don't know. I just would have found it more interesting, that one dynamic between her and the little blonde kid.
And that little boy was great.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
And he was great, but again, I thought he was acting way beyond what his age was, I guess, was my problem with him.
You're right. I mean, it's a tough role for a little, 10, 12-year-old boy to play? Rolf, the blonde Aryan kid. But let me say this. Not only Rolf, but like his father obviously loves his son, but at one point his son is like painting himself black, putting coal marks all over his face so he can be like Jesse Owen, the fastest man alive, who completely disrupted Hitler's idea and propaganda for the master race by beating everybody at the Olympics. But then his father, he can't say, you can't go around being a black guy in Nazi Germany, you know?
I thought the look of the film was terrific. I thought they really brought that little street to life.
Oh, I did too.
I liked all the set direction. And there were some moments I kind of wish the film had pushed a little more. At one point, because he's been down in the basement so long and it's starting to snow, she drags in a lot of snow, and then eventually Jeffrey Rush joins in also, and they have this snow fight downstairs, you know, and he's like using the cover to a trash can. Someone's got a pot on their head. And I thought that could have gone on a little longer, actually, because I wanted to be with him in that moment and share that. And there were a couple of times like that in the course of the film where I thought, let's just go with it a little more. Don't be so afraid to be a little more emotional on things. And although the mother, I agree with Lou, I'm not a huge fan of the school scene, I thought she was terrific. I thought she gave a really good performance. Again, she wasn't exactly the same as the woman in Nebraska, because, you know, this is a woman who's married a certain kind of man. The things that probably attracted her are the things that are making life hard now. So she realized she's the one who has to step up and make a lot of the hard decisions. I didn't see her as the same kind of woman in Nebraska. Yeah, on a surface level, there's an abrasiveness they share, but I think they do it for completely different reasons. All that said, I will say this. For me, the little girl who I thought she looked wonderful, and she has these big eyes, and if you were going to cast this part on looks alone, you could not do any better than this little girl. I mean, she looked really interesting. The problem for me was, I don't think she gave an interesting performance. I believe Jeffrey Rush believed in this love of books and words, and I believe that of the Jewish guy hiding in their basement. For me, I never got it from the girl.
It was, to me, was a very entertaining film and a fine adaptation of the book. I think it's worth seeing, especially, I think, for just young people who really have so little idea of what World War II is like. And getting it from this perspective, I think, is valuable.
Words are life, Liesl. All those pages, they're for you to fill.